Plains.com.
100.7 WHUD. It's 8:46 with Mike and Casey in the morning.
And Philip from Maskers Orchards. How do you say it?
Maskers Orchards.
Maskers Orchards.
Well, you're busy eating an apple. How
this is my favorite. It's Johnnigold.
I know. Philip, they bring it to you every year. Well, Saturday Night Live made fun of the Hudson Valley apple market, if you will. And
we all laughed.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. But Philip is here. It's equal time. You know, we have to be fair. Philip is 11 years old, and he is a descendant of the family that owns Masker Orchards, and he brought us apples. Philip, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not good. You've been here before, so this is nothing new for you. Did you see the skit on SNL, or is that up too late for you?
No, I did not.
You're not allowed to watch it. Okay. Well, they made fun of people that sell apples and go picking for apples and apples in general.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you some equal time. What is wonderful about apple picking?
Well, apple picking is a great time to spend time together with family and friends and to just have fun.
Now, speaking of family and spending time together, how old is Masker Orchards?
The orchard itself is 106 years old, but my family has owned it. This is actually our 50th year.
Wow.
Wow, what an anniversary. This is a kid that's 11, but it's been around for 50 years
right.
And the family and over 100 years total.
So, you know, when you're not playing baseball or playing basketball or going to school, you're helping out at the farm. Is this going to be your future?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm really excited.
Great.
He's into apples. Whatever you do, don't watch the SNL skit, all right, Philip?
Okay.
It might turn you against it.
And
it was very funny, they missed the whole point, like you say, of just having fun and time with the family. They're saying, you know, you could just go to the store and buy these, but you'd rather be out in the orchards,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I asked Philip what happens at the end of the season when the last apple falls. Does somebody have to pick them all up? And he said,
no, usually we'll just leave the apples to the tree. Just give them all back all their nutrients. And
isn't that something?
Oh, so they just like biodegrade right on the site.
Yep.
And they go right back into the soil.
All right. Anything besides apples at your Maskers Orchards this season?
Maskers, this year we have our own pumpkin patch, which we get pumpkins from a local farm in Warwick, I think. And,
cider, donuts?
Cider, donuts. Last year we sold over 11,000 dozen donuts.
Wow.
And we sold 5,600 pies last season.
Wow. Who's doing all the baking?
Us.
Wow.
So he's multi-talented. He can speak on the radio. He makes pies when he's not doing this. And where do you go to school now?
I go to school in St. Stephen's in Warwick.
And they're listening right now, aren't they?
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, because they know you're going to be on the radio with Mike and Casey, the biggest show around.
Yeah.
We include them in our school closings.
Right. You could do the announcements every day. You're good at this.
I could. That would actually be very fun.
Your future in the media for Philip.
Tell everybody where the orchard is and how we can find out more information.
Maskers is on 45 Ball Road in Warwick, New York, and you can find out more information at www.maskers.com.
He's good.
He really is good. Philip Gargiulo, thank you, and thank your dad for driving, because you're not quite there yet, but you look like you could drive like in another 6 months, even though you're only 11.
Thank you.
If you get any taller, we're not going to allow you back in the studio.
Must be those apples.
It's the apples. An apple a day makes you tall and makes you very clever. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
All the best.